Many of you have been to Ullapool and up in the northwest of Scotland. And if you take the road from Ullapool to Achiltibuie, it's a very roundabout road. There's a mighty rock that's in the way. The road is, I mean, about 24 miles, I think it is, round to Achiltibuie. And most of that is a single-track road. It's a journey. You need to leave about an hour to do that up in the northwest. But the mighty rock that is in the way of a journey that would be, as the crow flies, is Ben Mor Coigach, which you will see there in the picture. It is a mighty rock thrust up. And that's really the cause of the route having to be a loop around that rock. And it is the Psalms, over 20 times, refer to God as the rock. And in Psalm 62, as my rock, God who is almighty, everlasting, and God who is unchanging. It's that kind of picture. It's that kind of picture that the psalmist is wanting to convey to us of what God is like, unchanging, everlasting, and all-powerful. The first believers in Achiltibuie, going back to the 18th century, they didn't have a church. And there wasn't a church. I doubt at the beginning of the century there was an Ullapool, an 18th century. Ullapool's a relatively new town. Achiltibuie was a township, a crofting township, and there was no church there, and they had to walk to church. And they did take a direct route to Loch Broom. There was a path that hugged the rock. And so on Sunday, they would say, if they were going to church, we're taking the rock. And they would walk many, many miles. And nobody here's had to walk much this morning, but I remember, Alistair, a very snowy Sunday, way back in 2010, you set out walking from Broughty Ferry here, and that's probably about the longest anyone's had to walk. But you got a lift from me, eventually, in the thick snow. We were about the only church that was open that day. It was thunder snow, wasn't it? I remember very much. But we don't really walk to church very often today. But they did then. And it was in doing that, in taking the rock, hugging that rock on the journey. The rocks in the northwest of Scotland, they're the fists that stick up. You know, Sulven and Canis, Stack Polly, Arkell, Benmore, Coigach, they just thrusted up these rocks. And they are the oldest of the oldest in Europe. And geologists have written that they've been there since the beginning of time. And even that conveys a picture of the mighty God who has been before the beginning of time, the God, maker and creator of the heavens and the earth. And these rocks, like Ben Mor Coigach, have withstood the storms from the Atlantic and geological shifting and glaciers and all kinds of attacks, and the rock still stands. Mighty God, unchanging, everlasting, and all-powerful. I love the Psalms because usually the writer's very honest about a particular problem in his life, and there is a difficult situation that he's going through, and we're never told the details, hardly ever told the details. And that's wonderful because we write our own story into the Psalms and what's happening to us. And so once again here in Psalm 62, we don't know what the problem was, but he makes quite clear life was difficult. It was extremely tough. In verse 3, he describes his situation has been like a leaning wall and a tottering fence. Beautiful picture. I prefer to translate that a shugly fence. A shugly fence. We had one in our garden. And he's saying that, you know, I'm about to fall to the ground, be brought low to the ground. I'm leaning over. I'm tottering. I'm about to be on the ground because of all that is happening to me. This is the cry. This is the lament, the cry of the heart of the psalmist. And friends, there's not one of us that have known times when we've been leaning walls and tottering fences. It's part of our journey, isn't it? We've known these moments. I mean, in general, it's sometimes relational. It's to do with family issues. It's maybe to do with finance. It's maybe to do with work. It's maybe ill health and frailty, a leaning wall and tottering fence. The psalm writer, he never comes out with a complex answer in any kind of way to his situation. It's very simple. He says, just trust in God. Hug the rock. Take the rock. Come close to the rock, the mighty rock who is God. That's the message of the psalm. That's what he invites people to do in that kind of situation. Trust in God. You see, too easily, in the 21st century, in the 20th century, we downsize God. We don't believe that mighty God can enter into our own particular situation. And God is kept at a distance. Don't downsize mighty God, who we worship here this morning, almighty, everlasting, unchanging, who loves us so that he longs to enter into our every situation. Trust in God. As simple as that. I want to move elsewhere in Scotland, because that's not the end story of God, mighty rock. And I want to move to Perthshire, a beautiful part of Scotland, the very heart of Scotland, the centre of Scotland, and go along Loch Rannoch. It's a lovely loch. And you come to Bridge of Gower at the end, and then there's 5 miles of a road up to Rannoch Station. There you'll find the best tea shop and cafe in all of Perthshire. The cake is memorable. It's in the station, okay? The cake, the slices of the cake are large and it's beautifully baked in that station at Rannoch. But there's a road up there, and Rannoch Station's on the Glasgow to Fort William railway line. It's on the moor up there, the highest point of the journey. There's a fascinating story of how the drovers in centuries past brought their cattle from the Isles to Rannoch Moor and on to Falkirk. But on Rannoch Moor, there was a rock, a big rock. It was a marker. And they called it Clachreed in Gaelic, the heart rock. I think because it was in the heart of Scotland, not much is written about this. I think because it's in the heart of Scotland. But it was a place of safety and security. And Rannoch Moor can be wet, misty, very snowy and bleak. And so to get to the rock, we were on the way home to Falkirk, back to Falkirk with the cattle, the sheep, or back in the other direction. But they decided to build a road, and the road was built up from Bridge of Gower to Rannoch, and that rock was awkward. It was in the way, and they broke it up, and they pushed it to the side. They pushed the rock and left a chunk of broken rod at the side of the road, which I had to search for over many days, but I did find it, and there's a photograph of it on the screen. And there it stands, this rock, which was known as the broken-hearted rock. There's a picture, I think, but it's not really very significant. So just leave it, Sheila. Oh, there it is. It's not all that impressive. It was hard to find, but there it is at the roadside, and known as the broken-hearted rock. Friends, this is a picture of our mighty God. This is the story that we are part of. Because yes, Almighty, yes, yes, unchanging and everlasting. Quite distant, isn't it, really? Quite difficult to imagine, hugging this God. And then we realize that this God has reached to us in Jesus. Jesus comes to us. And of course, he's awkward. He gets in the way of our plans and our hopes. He challenges us. The Romans and the priests, the religious people, of course, he was in the way. And he became the broken Christ on the cross. A broken-hearted God at the roadside of people's lives. This is God. And we come to him. And as we come to him, we feel the rock, feel the texture, see the color, sense the beauty. And we realize that this mighty God is all forgiving, all loving, merciful, and full of grace. And he is broken for us at the roadside of every life there, waiting for us to come in faith and in repentance to hug the Savior. This is the great story that we are part of. This is the message we have here at the very heart of this city. Of God, mighty rock, all-powerful, everlasting, unchanging, but God who has come to us, broken for us, compassionate, loving, filled with grace and mercy. And the miracle is, as we come to the rock, as we hug the rock, as we take the rock, something happens, something rubs off into our own hearts. The grace and the love and the beauty of God rubs deeply into who we are. And we find, yes, we use the word spirit. The spirit does that. And we find that we then live that out powerfully. Week by week, day by day. Living out the broken rock, the mighty rock. God who has died for us. Living that out in our ever-changing lives. And so this morning, we worship and we praise a mighty rock and all that he has done. Katie's going to read the poem that follows Reflections on the Mighty Rock. Thank you.
A Prayer Amongst the Hills. Lord, when time was young and red hot, your hovering spirit created their testament, these hills, bonded in the cooling and crushing to peace, stillness, and strength. From ancient days, they speak of you in the voice of wilderness, giants who lend their brave shoulders to the tread of those who would follow the hope of their faith through the raised ferned valley and on the levelled scoured hill, the rock given and taken by singing folk with muddied shoes and dampened hems. Named in respect and affection, Benmor Coigach, Coolmore, Colbeg, Stackpolly, these hills call your kindness. Heathered hollow gouged first, but now moss-grown and safe. Streams generous with green life clusters in the rent crust of primal earthshake. The stone of a shepherd's ring, hard hewn. Your voice in these hills, dear Lord, their glory yours. Kindness in strength, enduring rock, gentle Christ. Heart centered on us, heart broken for us. Amen.